Hi there. I'm pleased to tell you about our work in bringing a tailored approach to outpatient mental health care. We flipped the script on the usual model of care by testing an exciting new model that helps children and youth understand the uniqueness of their brain and helps mental health practitioners use that brain-based information to tailor their approach to treatment. This may be of particular interest to those of you who are working in precision health, quality improvement, new models of mental health care, and making the most of our electronic health records. In mental health care, we often think about diagnosing and managing brain-related conditions, but rarely do we have access to information about comprehensive cognitive and emotional functioning. Neuropsychology, or NP, assessments provide us with a window into a child's brain. They give us data on a child's cognitive brain-based strengths and challenges. We decided we would use brief NP assessment as an indicator of brain function and use it in a strengths-based way to tailor treatment. I'm here to tell you it worked really well. The upshot is that our approach was feasible, welcomed by patients and providers alike, and moving expertise from a consulting model to outpatient team model where all children and youth are offered the opportunity for tailored care is more inclusive. Key to success was a strengths-based approach and co-design of the documentation in our EMR. Here's a little more about how we went about it. First, we co-developed a stepped neurological assessment protocol. Rather than the full assessment, which can take 6 hours or more, the brief assessment was designed to take 2 or 3 hours. We co-designed a brief templated report that was built into our electronic health record, EPIC. We decided to pilot our approach in the mental health outpatient unit over 5 months. We offered all children and youth the opportunity to participate if they were being referred to a one-on-one appointment with a mental health provider. Of 51 youth attending the service over this time frame, 42 were invited to participate, 39 accepted, and 38 completed the assessment. Our neuropsychology team shared results and key recommendations that focused on the youth's strengths. They also included suggestions for providers about adapting their treatment approach based on those strengths. Finally, they made sure the results were easily accessible in the EHR. Our patient partner and her daughter helped to plan this project workflow and reviewed our clinician invitation scripts and survey design as well as the questions. Overall results were really positive. 91% of staff, 83% of youth, and 94% of caregivers found this project helpful, valuable, and safe. 82% of clinicians said the project increased their knowledge of brain function. Our project was on time and on budget. Over the course of the demonstration project, 2 neuropsychologists and a psychometrist were dedicated to it, while CHEO's routine neuropsychology team was able to continue their regular caseload. During the demonstration project, more children and youth were able to access NP services at CHEO than in the 2 previous years. Let me leave you with a clinician's words describing the impact. The neuropsych assessment was transformative for several teens and families I worked with. One example that stands out is a young woman who had traumatic early childhood experiences and was apprehended as a young child. When I first met with her, she was heading for placement breakdown. The NP assessment has changed her life and her family's life. By more accurately understanding her brain and her capacity, we allowed her to see, as well as her parents, to see her in a new light and compassionately reframe her past behavior. I still see her for individual therapy, and we now joke about how she has been diagnosed smart, and her whole face lights up. She tells me the relationship with her parents is the best it's ever been. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about some of the other exciting precision mental health initiatives that are taking place at CHEO, please join us at the 2024 Precision Child and Youth Mental Health Conference, June 10th and 11th at the Shaw Centre in Ottawa.